Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. Before we jump into this, I want to let you guys know to check out the new podcast, The Dirt, which is the Mario Kart podcast you can find on all your favorite podcast players. And we got all kinds of Mario Kart activities happening in the Discord and during live streams, so make sure to tune in for those. N64Josh.com/Discord. Now, let's jump into the news. First up, Splatoon 3 Side Order DLC inks its way onto the Switch next month. We are looking at NintendoLife.com. And Nintendo put out a tweet early this morning. And here's what the tweet said. A gruesome army awaits Agent 8 and Pearl as they scale the spire of order to uncover the truth behind a world drained of its color in Wave 2 of the Splatoon 3 Expansion Pass Side Order. Now, yesterday, Nintendo tweeted about Princess Peach and her new game. It's starting to feel like we're getting a Twitter Direct instead of an actual Direct. Now, I hope it's not the case. And there are some leaks and rumors, okay, which I'm actually going to cover in an entirely different show. I'm going to do a second episode just going over. There's two big leaks slash rumors. And again, we always, you know, always with a grain of salt, but just makes for some fun conversation. So we'll be digging into both of those. But I am a little concerned about the amount of news coming out on X, I guess, not Twitter anymore, that, it just seems a little bit, well, not to make a pun when I'm talking about Splatoon, but fishy. So hopefully, my gut is wrong and we still end up seeing a Nintendo Direct. And if the leaks are accurate and they're from, you know, well-known leakers, but of course, you know, it's just funny watching the leakers on X say, oh no, that's fake. This isn't real. This isn't, it's, I don't know. It all just makes me laugh because people can literally just make stuff up if they want to. So I find it comical, but we are going to have a good time chatting about it nonetheless. Good topics of discussion. And not only are we going to be like, am I going to be talking about it in a news minute, but it's going to be some topics for discussion with the crew on the main show as well. So we'll get into it more there, but back to the news. Splatoon 3. Here's from, so right after Nintendo tweeted, they always send out an email to the to their like their business wire, and here's what some of it says. Challenge yourself to a new single player campaign, Side Order, as Agent 8. You wake up to discover Inkopolis Square has been drained of color and its residents have gone missing. Looming over the city is the ominous Spire of Order, alongside a drone who claims to be the off-the-hook member, pearl, which the drawing of pearl is quite interesting, honestly. Agent 8 must fight off waves of enemies in floor after floor of challenges on their way to the top of the spire and learn its secrets. Use color chips to boost your abilities in the experience that's designed to be replayed over and over again. So kind of interesting approach for DLC. It like, I'm going to take a look at some of the comments here, and it, you know, somebody's like, this is so woomy, of course. Kid Sparta on Nintendo Life left a comment, said roguelike that takes place in a spire. That said, I'll be playing this nonstop on release. I'm a huge fan of Splatoon's bread and butter multiplayer modes, but a more replayable option for single player sounds like it could be a breath of fresh air. Yeah, so it is interesting that we're going to see a roguelike style game within Splatoon. And this just might get me to dust Splatoon off and play a little bit more. I've been you guys would be proud of me, okay? Because I have been trying to take more me time and actually do some gaming. So if you're watching this video, you're seeing Mario RPG. So I'm gonna try to complete RPG before the end of the year. I'm hoping this weekend before the end of this month. I have been absolutely loving Tears of the Kingdom. You guys, I know I'm a little bit behind, but I'm loving that. I'm going to jump back into Xenoblade. I really love Xenoblade 3. I think I'm going to play them out of order, honestly, because I'm a little bit on the struggle bus with one. It's not grabbing and pulling me in like 2 and 3 have. And it makes me a little sad. Honestly, I was hoping it would, but it doesn't. So we'll just have to, we'll have to see there, but I'm working the backlog. I'm going to make a stack. I'll probably make some TikToks or some content of the backlog of the games that I really want to complete before Switch 2 comes out. So it'll be a fun little challenge. And maybe some of you guys can hop along this challenge with me and complete some of your back order or complete some of your backlog as well. And who knows, maybe we'll get Johnny to do the same. Maybe. Jumping back in here, this makes me sad, honestly. I'm gonna change it out of order a little bit. So the 3DS and the Wii U online play ends on April 8th. Okay, so as a community, we're gonna set some 3DS play dates. I don't know that there's much on the Wii U that is gonna be missed as much online wise that we don't already have on the Switch. But Mario Kart 7, Mario Golf on the 3DS. I really want to play through Metroid Prime Federation Force. And I think that would be a good time. I think the guys at NPC have it. I'm not positive. And I've never played, I have Triforce Heroes, never played that either. So that might be another one that I would like to try. And I know there's a handful of others. You know, we could do an Animal Crossing day where we go and visit each other's I guess they're not really islands, I guess, in New Leaf. But there's definitely some fun things to do on the 3DS. So I get it. When's the last time I picked mine up and played it? It's been forever. Will I ever like get rid of that console? No. The 3DS, like it, the game, like all of Nintendo's handhelds have always had a special place in my heart. Always. So I just adore those systems. And you know, I was playing my 3DS even when the Switch was still around, because I there were so many people that were like, oh, I can't go back to those low res graphics. And I'm like, what are we talking about here? Like what? Like it just never made any sense to me, because I loved that system and still love it to this day. Wouldn't mind collecting a few other 3DSs. There's a few out there that like I would really love to have in my collection. So we'll see how it goes one day at a time. Speaking of handhelds real quick, I do want to let you guys know, I had one of those shops on TikTok sent me a pair of Pikachu transparent, like the almost like the smoke colored from the N64 days, Joy-Cons. So it's like a transparent, like gray charcoal color with Pikachu and Pokeballs and lightning bolts all over it. I have a video on TikTok. They're half the price of normal Joy-Cons. if you have Drift and you're like not wanting to drop $80 on a new set of Joy-Cons, go check out that video on TikTok. It might be, and I think if you're a first time buyer on TikTok, you can use like a 40% off coupon. So don't quote me on any of that, because it's always changing and I don't know exactly, but there could be a good chance that you could get a set of Joy-Cons for like, you know, 25 bucks or something like that. And it's free shipping. I know that. So, so go check out that video on TikTok if you want to see what I'm talking about. And the other thing I want to let you guys know, that oneshotenergy.com, you can still use my code N64Josh there. And they have new voice drops coming out that you can pre-order. And so if you do a lot of speaking, a lot of podcasting, maybe you're a singer, anything like that, Crawler and I tried these at TwitchCon, and they were fantastic. And just like they soothe your throat. They're really, really good. On top of those energy chews that I eat them all the time. I love them. So you can use code N64Josh to save about 10% off of your order by going to oneshotenergy.com. Moving on now, the 3DS, Wii U, losing online play. That's a bummer. But Steel Diver, which is one of the first 3DS titles, has already been shut down. So it's already, you can't play it. And I mean, again, who's playing this, right? This is a 10-year-old game. Honestly, it's a game I need in my library, because submarine games have a long history with Nintendo. They do. There's a Nintendo, like an NES game that was like, it might have been Steel Diver all the way back then. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but my best friend growing up, he did have it. And so it's always, submarine games have always kind of had a special place for me. And I never picked this one up, and I really need to. It's almost 10 years old now, so I have no clue what it goes for, or if it's you know, it's one of those titles that's harder to find. But taking a look at the article, it says Nintendo has announced that online play for Steel Divers Subwars has permanently discontinued on the 3DS ahead of the full online shutdown on April 8th. Now the service has technically been offline for a little while now, after Nintendo commenced emergency maintenance on September 4th, according to an official post. However, the firm has been unable to resolve the issue that has thrown thrown in the towel. As such, the game's online service has effectively been discontinued. It certainly makes sense for the Nintendo to divert its resources elsewhere as it approaches the end game for the 3DS and Wii U's online services. Nevertheless, for the remaining few who would have liked to have at least one more online session on Steel Diver, the news must come as a disappointment. If you're playing Steel Diver still, let me know. Like, tweet at me or hit me up in Discord. I want to know. Leave a comment. I want to know who was still playing this. Originally launched in 2014, Steel Diver Subwars proved to be a successful and well-received entry in the franchise that we thought very highly of in our review. This is Nintendo Life. Give it an 8 out of 10. We said that Nintendo has done an admirable job of tuning a franchise otherwise destined for the scrap heap into their flagship free-to-play title. So there you go. It's kind of a bummer to see that one shut down already. And I still want to pick it up and try it. So we'll see. This is kind of fun, you guys. Nintendo tweeted out. I'm just going to keep saying tweets. I don't know. That's it. That's what I'm going to do. On February 9th, 2024, at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern, on Nintendo of America's official YouTube channel, a pre-recorded performance of the Zelda Orchestra will be playing. You can check it out starting at 5 a.m. So it's not live, it's pre-recorded. You don't need to get up super early to check it out. But if you want to be able to watch the Zelda Orchestra, which there was a, like, this was happening at Nintendo Live. It was amazing. So I suggest getting some headphones and cranking this one up. There's speculation. It's from the article here. It says, taking place on February 9th, the pre-recorded performance will likely cover tracks from across the entire Zelda franchise, albeit with particular focus on Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, no doubt. So It's really, really cool. And if you're ever given the opportunity to go see this live, like after seeing it at Nintendo Live, I will go and watch this live given the opportunity, because it's a lot of fun. And there's just something magical about seeing an orchestra play the music to some of your favorite games. There's not really anything like it. So make sure to check this out when it launches on the 9th. We got some Metroid Prime 4 news? Question mark? So it says, this is the article from Nintendo Life. Metroid Prime 4 development updates seemingly discovered. And then their little tag says, we're ready when you are, Nintendo. So here we go. It says, it feels like we've been waiting forever for Retro Studios to get Metroid Prime 4 out the door. And well, technically speaking, it's been more than 6 years since the original announcement. One of the more recent updates was about a company recruitment drive. So what's the latest? The Nintendo-focused YouTube channel Super Metal Dave 64 has reportedly spotted some new information online related to a new Retro Studios partnership and details about Metroid Prime 4's playtesting. The latest video from this channel sheds light on a new retro production partnership with Next Gen Dreams 3D, a AAA co-developer production studio for hire that has previously worked with companies like Ubisoft and Take-Two and specializes in stylized trailers. It previously worked on a Game Awards trailer for the Take-Two title Judas. The head of Next Gen also has Retro Studios listed on their work profile with the date of September 2022 attached. One of the supposed findings comes from the LinkedIn profile of Edwin Atwell, a game tester and quality assurance developer who claims to have been playing a demo of Metroid Prime 4 for the past 10 months. While using the bug tracking software Jira, the same individual has also recently helped ship some major Call of Duty titles. The YouTuber behind these findings speculates a reveal or announcement of sorts could potentially be on the horizon. But at the moment, that's probably best not to get too excited given just how long we've already had to wait. On Nintendo's official release schedule, Metroid Prime 4 is officially tagged with a TBA. So interesting. We could be closer than ever. And my gut feeling, maybe this game comes out on both the Switch 2 and the original Switch, like, because it's probably, I mean, it's been in development for 6 years for the OG Switch. I assume it would run well on there. And then hopefully can be up-resed on the new Switch. But I don't, there's so many questions moving forward right now. And when we get into the leaks, you guys, we're going to take a deep dive into some of these leaks. And whether some of these leaks are true or not, one of them is there's more talk about some of the Metroid Prime games. I think we see all the Prime games hit before 4 launches. I have a hard time believing that they would release them after. And it seems like it would just help with the marketing to have Prime 2 and 3 ready to go so that we have the complete Prime collection on, well, would it be on Switch or on the Switch 2? I don't know which direction they're planning on going with this stuff. And yeah, there's so many questions here. So many questions on when we're going to see this. But if that person is being truthful and been playtesting for the last 10 months, that's fantastic news, right? They're not playtesting without something being in a state that can happen. So that's a good thing. I'm sure the game is going to be extensive. If you've never played Metroid Prime, like, do yourself a favor, download it on the Switch, go pick up a physical copy. Like, it's so good. That's honestly another one that I'm like, I really want to play through again. Like, especially with the updated controls. Yeah. So many games to play, you guys, but So good. What a time to be alive, honestly. But exciting to see that Metroid Prime could be closer than we think, and I can't wait. I cannot wait to jump in. Inti Creates Umbra Claw brings side-scrolling action and cat reincarnation to Switch this May. So Umbra Claw is a side-scrolling action game. I'm going to take a quick peek at the trailer here. I'm going to turn the volume down. So the art style is very, very cool. It looks very kind of like hand-drawn and like really, really 2D. And some looks like you know, a lot of platforming going on. But I want to see, does this thing, oh yeah, so you get some cool moves, it looks like. Yeah, check this one out. If you're a fan of like side scrollers, this is one you want to you're gonna want to check out for sure. It has a really cool art style. And there's almost like a Pokemon evolution thing going on here where like the cat goes from like being on all fours to like kind of like turning into like a ninja almost. And then it just turned into a T-Rex. Like there's some, and then a blue whale. Like there's some cool stuff happening here. I'm getting some serious Mega Man vibes as well. So yeah, go check it out. It's from the article here, it says it's a pretty out there setup, we admit, but coming from Blaster Master Zero director and the team at Inti Creates, known for of the likes of Mega Man Zero and Azure Strike Gunvolt, we are nonetheless intrigued. Yeah, all of those are great titles. So really, really suggest checking this one out. Like it's got some decent pedigree behind it, that's for sure. And looks really cool. Looks really cool. So that's called Umbra Claw, and it's going to be coming out on the Switch in May. I mentioned earlier that Peach's new game was tweeted out yesterday, another trailer, and the internet kind of went crazy, right? Because they were wondering what's up with her voice. I'm wondering what's up with this game. I'm so confused by it. But the news article says Peach's voice actor confirms she is still the princess in the new Switch game. So she, Catty Peachy on Twitter or on X says, I'm sure there's going to be tons of comments going, OMG, she has a new voice. So here's a clip of Samantha confirming it's her. And apparently she does the voice of Peach. But a lot of people were wondering, like, is this the same person? So, she goes on to say, she said, yes, it's going to be the best game ever. It's going to be amazing. So somebody asked, will you be the voice, in the upcoming game? And she said, yes, it's going to be the best game ever. I'm just confused by the game. It looks like it's all taking place on a stage. So that's like, well, how are these levels going to be designed? And are we playing just a bunch of mini games? And like, I feel like it's going to be weird to explore when we're just stuck on a stage. Are we supposed to explore? Is that even a point? I feel like we need more information on this one. And I'm not alone. When I put my reply in, there were some people too that were like, yeah, what is this? So, you know, I don't know, but hopefully we'll know sooner than later. And I just hope it's good. I want to see Peach get an established series similar to Luigi's Mansion and really see her shine. Like I think it would be fantastic to have her have a staple series that we are looking forward to, system after system. Alongside of the game, they're also, Nintendo's also releasing some new pastel pink Joy-Cons, and the photographer went with some pink tulips alongside of the Joy-Cons, and they look really good. They look good, and they would also look good on the Animal Crossing Switch if you have that. So, from the article here, it is worth noting that the controllers will only be available at select retailers and My Nintendo Store for a limited time. So they are going to be kind of a limited, looks like they're going to be kind of a limited thing. So if it's something that you want to collect or have in your collection, don't wait and get them pre-ordered as quickly as possible. Heading on over to My Nintendo News, it says 4 Van Gogh Museum employees suspended over the Pokemon exhibit. You guys remember this in the news a while back where like it was pure chaos because of the Van Gogh stuff at the Van Gogh Museum last year? And this is what the article says. It says, to say that the Pokemon exhibit at the Van Gogh Museum last year was chaos is putting it rather mildly. Today comes news that at least 4 of the staff at the museum have been suspended. We now know that one of them embezzled a box of Pokemon cards and has been suspended. The others informed visitors of when they could purchase tickets to the highly sought after exhibit. Which was a big no-no. One of those involved had previously worked for the museum for 25 years. The event had lots of rare artwork and merchandise for sale, which was snapped up in chaotic scenes and was then sold for massively inflated prices on eBay. Yeah, it was a big mess, unfortunately. And just kind of sad to see that happen because, you know, the fans of the series basically missed out. And scalpers ended up winning that one. So, I mean, you hate to see people suspended and hopefully they're not like full on losing their jobs, but you've also got to make better choices. You know what I'm saying? Lastly, we're going to look at one little leak. And this from My Nintendo News, and it says a leaker claims the next big Donkey Kong game is not part of the Donkey Kong Country series. So leaker Necro, who has a variable track record when it comes to Nintendo leaks, has claimed that the next big Donkey Kong game won't be part of the beloved Donkey Kong Country franchise. There were rumors a while ago that Nintendo EAD was working on a 2.5 3D Donkey Kong game, but nothing so far has come into fruition on that one. The next confirmed Donkey Kong game is the delightful Mario vs. Donkey Kong, which comes out next month. So will not be part of the Donkey Kong Country series. So could it be like more of a sequel to Donkey Kong 64? Is that a possibility of what we're going to be seeing here? And maybe you guys could let me know on X or on Discord, what would you want from the next Donkey Kong game? I know Tropical Freeze was a fantastic title. Like, I'm going to add that to the backlog, and the backlog's going to be extensive. So that's one that's getting put there. But the time I have spent with Tropical Freeze, amazing. The Donkey Kong Country titles were all amazing. I played the first one extensively. Like, I loved that game. It was one of those games that was so cool to look at on the Super Nintendo because you were just like, how are these graphics real? You know, it was unbelievable, honestly. So if they're moving away from Country, what direction are they going? And what can we expect from the next Donkey Kong? That's the question right there. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to hang out with me as we looked over today's Nintendo news. I think you are all amazing, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.